Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Showtime and A24,
we love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Happy New Year!
All right, well, if this is any indication of how 2022 is going to go, throw it away. Everybody, welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we are ringing in the year 2022.
Woo!
Thank you. And we have a fun little guest, my roommate and best friend, Andrew Lau. You guys know him from another podcast episode.
Hello, it's me. I'm back. Thank you for having me.
You're so... No, thank you for... letting me have you. I don't know what's happening. Before we get into the episode, if you guys want to never miss out on another episode, because who would want to, go subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, as well as go to youtube.com/Chris to see the video episodes. We are actually filming this on December 13th of 2021, but we are playing a big charade because this is going up after New Year's and we're treating it. How are we? I don't know. We're all really confused of what's going on, mostly myself included. What? Anyways, Andrew, what are you doing for New Year's? Slash, what did you do for New Year's? How do we even do this episode? Like, we decked out this set to make this like a New Year's special.
And it looks gorgeous. I feel like we're in Times Square.
Yeah, if Times Square was like a six-piece tablecloth that's made of plastic from Party City, because that's exactly what it is. I bought this like 9 foot by fucking 8 foot Times Square looking thing.
And he killed it. It's gorgeous.
No, I killed it. Party City fucking, that'll be part of the rant actually. I can't even get into this. What are you doing for New Year's? Let's get into that.
I am planning to go visit my dad and stepmother. Yeah, is that what
it's
called?
Why did you just sound like you were in like a Disney fairy tale?
Because I
My stepmother.
Well, because I just thought, is it, it's not mother-in-law, it's stepmom. My dad's
It's definitely
wife.
Not mother-in-law, because if that's your that's mother-in-law, my... that means, I honestly can't do that math right now. We had a little bit of champagne before this, and you best believe I'm
As
a little topsy-turvy.
As you can see by the decoration.
Yep, there's graveyard site number one. This one is two in the making, and then this one we opened.
To say, we...
Happy birthday.
No.
We should throw this episode out. Anyway, so you're going to Colorado?
I am. I'm going to Colorado.
Is your sister coming?
Yeah, but she does have to leave early for work.
Sarah, come on. I'm just kidding.
No, it's okay. She's a boss babe. She's a woman in STEM.
What?
She's a woman in STEM.
What is that?
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, right?
Oh, she's an intellect. Clearly, I'm fucking not.
She's an engineer.
Like, she's in STEM. I literally was like, stem cell research? Like, what?
We love women in STEM, right?
Love women in STEM. Let's hear it for the women in STEM. What is this episode? I mean, like, people are like, new year, new us. And it's like, nah, bitch, still same hot mess. Called on Hinge with Chris Clemens. For New Year's, I'm excited. I'm going
to
be in Delaware. And I've kind of created this tradition. I think it was not on purpose, but we kind of kept going. But my three best friends from high school were like a little group. Two of them are married because they've been dating since freshman year of high school. So it's like kind of hard to describe our group because there's like a married couple.
Yeah, they're married now.
Yeah, like they were always like a part of it. They were just dating, but now they're like married. So like it feels like, no, they were both in the group to begin with. Like they just ended up. Anyways, I don't know why I'm explaining this dynamic, but we have always spent New Year's together ever since, I want to say, high school. So we always, one year we did DC, last year, oh my God, last year we didn't do anything because one of the group members got COVID. And literally, thank God for my psychotic ass because I avoided getting it. We all did like tests, like PCR, like the ones that take days to get the results. Oh my God, I'm so happy to be vaccinated and boosted. Like, telling this story again, I'm like, holy shit, the PTSD. So we all went to Walgreens and got, like, our long-form PCRs. And we all were negative. And then the day of, I was like, guys, I just think we should get rapids. Let's play it safe. Everyone was like, oh, we're negative. Like, we don't need to. But thank God we paid for them in advance. Because that would have been such a harder battle for me to be like, guys, we should get tested. So my one friend wakes up that morning and is like, guys, I have a cough, but it's just allergies. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, she was like, everybody in my group is really level-headed. Like, no one's anti-vax. No one's, like, any of this shit. Like, we're all very smart about this. We're all very safe about it. We're all, like, kind of on the same level. And then there's me who's just, like, an unnecessary level more of paranoid. So then she ended up getting COVID, and we were like 15 minutes away from just like all being under the same roof. So last year was a little bit of a bust, but we've done DC, we've done New York. But the married people in the group, sorry, I'm trying to save people's like identities because there's just people who don't want their name out there. But the people who are married got a house and were building it. Like, it was like a new construction. So we're celebrating New Year's at their house, their brand new house.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I know. I'm so excited. I think I can say this out loud because it'll be there. But I got them like this. I got them, I commissioned a painting to be done by the same person who, Ty Maynard, who did the painting in our living room.
Oh, yeah.
So I got one for their house and I got them like giant Telfar bags that I'm going to fill with stuff. But it's going to be so exciting that I can finally give them their wedding present 4 months late.
Oh my gosh.
In my defense, though, I thought you had a year since the wedding. Is that like a thing to get a wedding gift?
Oh,
you have like the full year? What?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, got it. We're all just like single as hell except you and you. Okay, cool. Let's just get into this. What the fuck are we doing? Oh, should we predict how our New Year's is going to go?
Sure.
Since this isn't out yet, but it will happen. I definitely predict me vomiting.
Oh, the New Year's Eve? I thought you were talking about like the whole New Year. Like,
no, girl, that's later in this
episode.
What
do you have in store?
Oh, we're sold out. Just empty, closed for business. Windows boarded. Yeah, I definitely see myself throwing up. I think there's going to be other people at this too, which I get social anxiety because I don't really haven't met them. So
I'm going to be vibing. I mean, I think it's just going to be my dad and my stepmom and my sister. So we'll probably just be like drinking red wine.
Seems like a perfect situation for like body shots.
Definitely probably won't do that. My dad will probably get really sleepy and then Anne will probably be like, oh, he's getting sleepy. He's not going to make it to midnight.
Do your parents usually make it to midnight?
I guess I'm like never with my family on New Year's.
Do you love your family? Did you hear that hesitance? Moms and dad. Did you hear that? Disgusting.
I would say, I guess I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've been with my family.
My mom like literally doesn't even bother at this point.
Yeah, I want to
like,
say.
She's like, I know I'm not making it. Have fun, guys.
I want to say they don't care.
But like, honestly, I'm really good. I never thought I'd be that. I'm like, New Year's is the holiday. I really, like, just the thought of staying up till, like, 9 p.m. today sounds awful.
Oh, my gosh. Last night, Chris.
Don't you fucking dare. Chris, like, we have a video. Justin, make sure to get this video from us. Chris. It's so mortifying.
Chris, like, literally FaceTimed me as he was on his way home from dinner. And he was like, hey, bitch, are you ready to play Fortnite all night?
Okay, listen. The 2 weeks. So, like, this is my least favorite time of year. These 2 weeks from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Because I always try and be with my family on both holidays, which means going to the fucking East Coast. And I just am, like, a very anxious traveler. Like, I'm someone who, like, likes to have their entire closet with me, their entire technology supply with me. Like, I never know what I'm going to need and whatnot. So when I go in between, I'm trying to stock up videos. I'm trying to stock up podcast episodes. I'm trying to like, there is just so much fucking work to do in these 2 weeks. And I know, yeah, I'm not the only one. I'm not trying to sound like, what was me? So I'm just so fucking tired these 2 weeks. Yeah. And so I have not really been able to play Fortnite. And I mean, I have this fiending for it. All I want to do is fucking play. We were going to play one night, and then we found fucking reptile skin in my studio. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, it's a snake. There's a snake in my house. And snakes are just like right up there with spiders. I don't fuck with them.
The night took a big
turn. It's like Kanye was Stormy. I don't fuck with that bitch, you know?
We literally were like, woo, let's go play. And then Chris walked into his studio and
saw like,
the...
And I, like, literal, yeah, like, convulsing. It turned out to be a lizard. We still haven't found it. But that's what the pest person said.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we set up a monitor in Chris's bedroom so he doesn't have to go into the studio with the scary lizard.
No, I don't mind the lizard. I don't mind the lizard. I welcome the lizard. Okay? I don't think that there's, like, a poisonous, like, Gila monster. A Komodo dragon. But, like, a snake? Fuck that shit. They are so fast.
Yeah, no, that's
it's
fair.
Like, they can just, like, coil. What?
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, fuck that.
But anyways, cut to last night. Chris is, like, coming in hot. He's like, hey, I'm on my way home, bitch. Like, let's play. Like,
in my defense, I was so ready. Yeah. I was so ready.
So anyways, I don't even know. Like, he gets home. He, like, maybe takes Booger out and goes, maybe you shower. I'm not really sure.
I think I showered.
Maybe you showered. And then you come back out and... I'm, like, sitting at the dining table sort of like, what do you want for dinner? Like, what's the vibe? Like, I'm on my laptop. And he's kind of just, like, hanging out on the couch with Booger. And then there was a time where I looked over and he closed his eyes. And I was like, oh, I get it. He does this every now and then. Like, he's a little tired.
And I'm not a napper. I just want to make that very clear. Like, I do not sleep in the day. I don't even really lay down in the day.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of, like, bopping around. I'm, like, ordering my dinner. Then he just starts snoring. And I'm like, oh my God, Booger, that's so cute. And then I look over and it's not Booger.
It's a corpse. Like, he took a video, which Justin can insert here.
Oh, I took like 10. I was like,
what?
Yeah.
How long was I out for?
I'd say maybe like 20 minutes. Like,
oh my God, I thought I like woke up in a different week.
Well, because I was sitting there. And
I swear to God, I was like, oh, okay, so New Year's already happened. Did we do the episode?
I didn't know what to do because it was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so, no, it was like straight up 5:45.
And you were out. I mean, you were, bitch, that was like some REM cycle. Like, that was deep state.
My legs, like, if you also, when you watch the video, like, I'm not even like on the couch.
No,
really.
No.
Like,
yeah.
My like waist up is on the couch, and then like my legs are just like flopped over going down Booger's couch stairs. Like, my arm is hanging off. Like, yeah, it's just like truly dead person vibes.
And then, yeah, you just start
and then
snoring.
I woke up, and that's why this is like why I don't nap. Sorry, I feel like I'm cutting you off, but no, I'm just okay. So passionate about how tired, yeah, I've been. Like, just so tired. And then I wake up, and this is why I fucking hate napping. Mini rant. Here we go. You wake up, first of all, you're like, where am I? And then when it's dark, especially, you're like, what time of day even is it? It was like, I woke up, boy, it was like 6:30.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's not. It's 10 p.m. fully.
Yeah, I was like getting a little concerned. I was like, okay, am I going to need to like wake him up at some point? Like, is he out for the rest of the night? Like, do I need to like tell him he has like the podcast tomorrow and like should probably not wake up at 5 a.m.?
Was this last night?
Yeah.
Oh my God. really was convinced that this was a few days ago already.
Anyways, it was so funny because you were just snoring, and Booger was sitting there right next to you, just kind of like looking at you, like, what's going on? She would kind of like,
she's like, am I gonna have to go back to Angel City again?
There was a time where she got up and then walked to the other side of the couch to like move away from you. Yeah. But then she like got lonely and like walked back over. Aww. And then she woke you up. She was like, I'm bored. And she licked your face, and that's when you woke
up. Okay, I was wondering how I woke up from this.
Oh my God, it was so cute. She was just like licking your face, and then you woke up, and you were like, and gave her a kiss back.
And then I was like, God, and then you looked I'm alive again.
And then you looked over, and I was just standing there like this.
I literally woke up, and I was just like, it was like one of those where you're just like wide-eyed, and you're like, okay, so I'm held captive. Where's the escape? Like, I don't like napping. Mm. Anyways, yeah, I'm so tired. I don't even know how we got started talking about this.
Neither. Oh, but then, didn't we stay up late last night? Or no?
Yeah, no. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to go like lay in bed until I fall asleep. And then every time I do this, I am just wide awake.
Yeah.
Call me Katy Perry. I am wide awake.
He was like, I could play like 2 games of Fortnite. And I feel like we just kept playing.
Oh, no. And then, And then around midnight, I go, Jesus Christ, I'm wide awake. Like, please tell me you're awake. Can we play Fortnite? And he goes, yeah, LOL. And then we save till 2 a.m. What the fuck is wrong with me? Anyways, we'll get into how I'm planning to fix this maybe later. But before we get into the episode, I wanted to shout out a little thing that we could put our eyes to that actually matters. Not this stupid napping anecdote. And because it is just a fresh year, a new start.
Yes.
God, I hate that. Ugh. But because it is a fresh start, I wanted to make the organization or the shout out this week to be something that has to do with fresh starts. And this is for Fresh Start Caring for Kids Foundation. And they transform the lives of disadvantaged infants, children, and teens with physical deformities caused by birth defects, accidents, abuse, or disease through the gift of reconstructive surgery and related medical care. The foundation provides no medical services. Wait, what? Oh, no cost. Oh my God. I was like, something about that sentence did not feel right. The foundation provides no cost medical services to patients through surgery weekends and clinics. Medical services are donated by doctors, clinicians? Wow, that's a first for me. Come on, 2022, off to a fun start. And other medical professionals. I thought that this was a great place to send people to donate to if you guys have extra money after the holidays and whatnot. I understand that a lot of people might not. That's totally fine. Just even the awareness of the world around us, I think, is cool to share. So that link to donate will be in the description of this episode, as always. And yeah, just go give what you can and start this year off on a good foot. Chris, I mean, I don't know why I even try talking. And then we add champagne to before it. And it's like, okay, smart idea. But now we're going to stop talking and we're going to let you guys talk. This is the part of the episode where it's the hot box. Am I speaking English sentences today? Like, I'm like genuinely concerned. Like, at last, the holiday episode, I was so excited. I was like, wow, we're really finding our footing. 2022 said, yeah, right, bitch. Start over. Back to zero. But yeah, this is the part of the episode where you guys call in and leave voicemails, and you can call in to 310-844-6459 and leave moist mails. Moist mails. But no, I asked what to make these New Year's related, like resolutions-ish, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that I took a nap last night, let alone when. I think I did this after the nap, honestly.
Oh, after?
I think I did it after. I think it was after. Anyways, what are we in for?
Yeah, New Year's, some resolutions and stories.
Ooh, resolutions and stories. And then what was the secrets, like shady shit that people have done on New Year's? I don't know. We're about to find out. Buckle up, people, and rate this episode and review it. Because I deserve that today. Jesus Christ.
Hello, Chris.
Hi.
I will not mumble because I know how pissed you get when people mumble.
Period.
Come on, enunciation.
I would like to change in 2022 the way I am treated because I clearly am not treating myself the way I should be treating myself. So that is clearly not the way people are treating me.
Oh my
God. So I want to treat myself like a bad bitch, a queen, a princess. So I am treated like a bad bitch, queen, princess because I am just putting myself down, tongue, and I just like that. So I'm going to change, and I'm going to do what I can. Going to drink my tea, eat my oatmeal, sugar up my strawberries, do what I got to do.
I love this. I feel motivated.
I appreciate you putting in the prompt. Made me think a little bit about how I wanted to be in 2022.
Hell yeah.
Go you.
Give me some
Go
credit.
Go unhinged. I fucking love you. Have the best day ever.
Thank you so much. Have a great year. Have the... And just like that, still just as bad at talking. I think that's amazing. I'm going to treat you with just nothing but respect. One, for knowing that I cannot ever hear the voicemails. Like, literally every single time. The fact that you just, like, power bitch enunciated, shook. Love you. You're already off to an incredible start. Cannot wait.
Yeah, you're killing it. Come on. Come
on, I don't know why
queen.
I looked at you. I was like, do you want to add anything?
No, that was, like, some fascinating enunciation. So I'd say you're off to a great start with your agenda.
Yeah, I'm really vibing. Honestly, this is like the perfect episode to come out just after New Year's because we just sound hungover. Like, this could not be a bigger fucking mess if we tried. We're like, okay, it's day six in the new year. We're still fucked up. Thank you.
It probably could, though.
Oh, I'm definitely not ruling it out.
Yeah.
No, I definitely see... When does this come out? January 6th?
January 6th.
I definitely see this being January 6th me as well, if not worse.
Yeah. So. A New Year's hangover takes like days to get over, I feel like.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just stick to weed this New Year's. That's...
Wow, that's
That seems like it might be... With like a nice cocktail that just like I sip on, you know? Except I never can sip on anything. Maybe that'll be what I work on the New Year. I don't know. That was fun, though. What a good start. I feel motivated.
Yeah, come on.
Like, I don't know what your goals are in life, but
yeah, I don't know, like,
coach question mark?
You're gonna... I don't know anything other than that you're gonna kill it.
Yeah, I'm...
Don't know what it is, but...
Don't know what you're killing, but fingers crossed. No, I can't. That's like...
Yeah.
Anyways, I almost pulled a full Wendy Williams. Death to all of them! You guys seen that? When she's talking about the Britney Spears conservatorship. And she's talking about how the mom, dad, and sister are all complicit. And she got all this. She's talking, and then all of a sudden she goes, "Death to all of them!" Oops. So that was like literally almost what I just pulled. Alrighty, next caller, please.
I like the voicemail. Hi, Chris. This is a story about my senior year New Year's Eve experience. So we were hanging out at one of my friend's house. And, like, drinking, whatever. And we always have this tradition that if it snows on New Year's Eve, we go sledding.
Oh, snows.
And that year there wasn't snow, so we made the terrible decision to sled down my friend's basement stairs. And for some reason, like, my friend whose house we were having the party at left or, like, went upstairs for something, and it was, like, my turn to sled down the stairs.
Oh, no.
So I did, and when I got to the bottom of the stairs, my heel went through the wall, so we were all like, oh shit, like, what do we do?
Yeah,
so we stacked all the sleds in front of the hole, and her parents found out and saw the hole in the wall and were really pissed at her, and she never found out it was me, and I still feel really bad about it.
Oh my God.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast, but I guess at least for my New Year's Eve resolution of owning up to my drunken mistakes.
So maybe you are hoping that she's listening.
Love you, Chris.
Love you. Wow, that is definitely why I have learned my place in social gatherings. I am not the one who's sledding down basement stairs because I am the one who goes through the wall. Like,
wow.
I mean, without fail, that is, I get it.
I'm surprised I've never, like, gone through a wall. You know, I've broken a lot of things at friends' houses.
I guess that is interesting, the fact that you really have never just, like, caused wall damage.
Never, like, messed with drywall. Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
Wow.
Anyways.
I just don't even know what to do with that. I was, when you said senior year, I was thinking of my senior year New Year's, and that's when I learned that I can't have vanilla or dessert flavored vodka. Whipped cream. Oh, that's exact. How could I forget? Whipped cream vodka. Holy shit. I was blackout in my friend's basement. She had like a whole grade party, and that was like 60 people because my school was small. And it was just blackout. And then someone was like, here's a shot of whipped cream vodka. And I was like, sure, whatever. I mean, the second you sip something and you're like, this, if it even goes down, is coming right back up.
Yeah.
That was like this experience. I took the shot and my friends, oh my God, my friends from my group of friends I'm spending New Year's with, they were right next to me and saw this happening. And they like
pull me into a corner. One of them pulls me into a corner. The other grabs a trash can. I mean, this was like literal like stage choreography. It was gorgeous. One of them pulls me into the corner. The other pulls the trash can into the corner. I throw up right into it and they both stand in front of me. It was like the most stunning coordinated. It was like the most coordinated I've ever been. And I didn't even do anything. But so that is, I can't have whipped cream vodka. That just made me think of that story. So thank you so much for bringing up that past drama. Should we go to the next? Oh, yeah.
Hi, Chris. Hey. I hate New Year's resolutions. I think they're so stupid. I think that it's a dumb concept for you to attempt to try to change the person you are at the beginning of the new year. Like, I hate those things where they're like, new year, new me. Like, shut the fuck up. That's so fucking stupid. You're the same fucking person, especially if you're not trying to actually change anything fundamental. Ooh. But anyways, I want to change my relationship with food.
okay, big me.
I don't know how to end this. I love you so much. You're so inspirational. Even when you think you're not, you are. I'm going to end this now. Bye. Love you all.
Bye. Love you. I'm so confused what just happened.
Yeah,
Did she say, and now I'm going to tell you about my relationship with food?
She was saying she doesn't
like New Year's resolutions.
Like resolutions, yeah. But that she does want to change her relationship.
Oh my God. Okay. So I literally thought she was like, I hate this. But anyways, I thought she said, I'm going to tell you about my relationship with food. And then she was like, anyways, yeah, I love the podcast. Love you. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah, I'm definitely on your wavelength about New Year's resolutions like that. I think it's good to be aware of, like, I think it's a good, like, the new year is, like, a great time to, like, reflect and be like, okay, you know, it's, like, a good check-in for the last year. Yeah. But I'm definitely on your wavelength of, like, people thinking they're just going to, like, totally change cold turkey overnight. I think that's insane.
I feel like... Like, yeah, definitely, like...
I definitely feel like you're going to have a conflicting...
You're definitely, like... Yeah, well, so I just feel like, I don't know. I love how New Year's, it's like a... Okay, I feel like when you grow up, it's like, you're a second grader, and you're a third grader, and you're a fourth grader, and, like, all your memories fit in to, like, the school year. And then, you know, you also kind of have, like, your birthday to kind of be like, I was 16, I was 17, I was 18. And then, you know, you think about when you're 16 and, like, your year of memories fit in there. But then there's also, like, the year. So I definitely thought, like, someone would say something by now.
It was like, I've never talked this much this long. No,
but I really like the new year as, like, just, like, a nice way to, like, categorize memories. And a nice... You know, and like a reflection period.
Yeah, I don't think that's in question.
I like how every new year feels like a new start. And it feels like a fresh, like, January, February, March.
April, May, June.
Like, how many weeks is it? 52?
That TikTok sound, he was like, January, February, March, April, May. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cool. Wow. So if you are as addicted to TikTok as I am, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you don't. So that's fucking great.
I think
we're saying the same thing.
A little bit, yeah.
Like,
I'm just always like,
More so saying, like, you're not going to change overnight. Like, that expectation that people are like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat healthy. It's like, bro.
You're not going to change overnight, but, like, your calendar is. You're going to get a new planner, you know?
No, it's one,
like,
is saying that you're not.
I know, but I feel like that feels like... Like, I just feel like there's two options. You can either be like, fuck New Year's resolutions.
So you're saying... No, you're saying you like the organization of the fresh start. Like, it's like a... It's a way to, like, totally reset the new year.
Yeah.
In terms of, like... Yes, I agree with that. Of course, you'll have a fresh calendar, a fresh planner. I'm saying the resolutions... Of, like, I am going to change as a person.
But I feel like it's also, like, a fresh, like, okay, I want to do this. So I'm going to start trying to do this. And then we'll check in 6 months.
No, I get it.
We're saying, no, like, it's like a nice springboard.
Yeah.
No, that's what I like to it. That's what I'm saying. It's a good way to check in every year and have, like, that, like, okay, New Year's. What do I want, like, for this new year? But, like, to think that it's all going to be different because the clock strikes 12 and these are my intentions. True. Is stupid. That's what I'm saying. No, I definitely think it's a good thing to be like, all right, by like at the start of this month, I want to do this. And then by the end, I want to be here.
It kind of sounds like it's a philosophical fresh start and a semi-literal fresh start, right? Like Andrew's getting like philosophical here.
I guess.
That confused me even more. I'm not going to lie. I like knew what three of those words meant.
Yeah.
You looked at me with the saddest puppy dog eyes, Jake. You were like, what?
It's an opportunity for people to have an ability to feel like they can reset.
Yeah, I feel like it gives special. It feels like it like.
All right, guys, I'm a cynical bitch. Okay, I fucking got it. Damn.
I think we're all agreeing.
Oh, yeah, are we?
I think we are.
I'm feeling very cornered right now, mostly because I'm just staring at all the only other people in this room staring at me. I'm like, guys, go easy on me, please. Okay, well, that was a fun mini debate that I really am not sure where we landed on. So let's just go to the next caller. Yeah, I mean, let's all just take a collective drink of drink.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message. But if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
I'm out.
Oh, I'm not listening. My thing
Andrew
isn't up.
Needs a drink.
Oh, he needs a drink. Well, he has arms.
Right. Are you ready?
And a drive for alcohol.
Yes.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Oh, you're stoned.
My New Year's story is about how my mom low-key cock-blocked me.
Oh.
My freshman year of high school, I was at a New Year's party, our New Year's Eve party.
Aren't you like 13 freshman year of high school?
I thought I was going to get kissed by a boy for the very first time. And my mom shows up at 11:30 and insists that I go home because she doesn't want me out past midnight on New Year's Eve. So
like
I have to go home, and then I cried because I didn't get kissed by a boy. But it turns out later on that boy assaulted
herpes.
A girl, so probably was a good idea I didn't kiss him.
Wait, what happened?
Anyways, Happy
right
New Year. Wishing you the best.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Do you know what?
I think she said he abused someone.
Okay.
So maybe
wow.
It's good
oh, wow. Yep. We're just, that's.
What? I missed that.
That's okay, baby girl. Just sit. Wow. Okay. Yeah. You dodged a bullet big time. You should be giving your mom extra hugs. Double time. Woo. That's. Like, on one hand, I'm like so happy. I'm like, yeah, you avoided that. And then on the other hand, I'm like, well, someone else didn't. Right?
Yeah, let's not think too
hard. Let's just, I'm so sorry, and also so.
Here's a fun anecdote that reminded me of.
Oh, no.
Well, no, just the.
Shit. Just the, stop recording, guys?
No, I think I just had the memory of, like, my senior year New Year's, and I couldn't remember it earlier, and I just remember being at this, like, weird party.
Do we all have senior year, like, New Year's where we're like, oh, God, that one?
I think this was either senior or junior year, but I just remember being at, like, some weird, like, Kirkwood, Missouri party, and it was, like, obviously I was, like, still closeted because I was in St. Louis, and granted, like,
looking
I
for
was,
an outfit, or?
Yeah, no, granted, I was wearing, like, shiny Chelsea boots and, like, skinny jeans, so it's kind of, like, working with what you can, but I remember New Year's, like, struck, and I was, like, okay, I need to get a kiss, and there was this one girl, and we were making out, and then there were these other guys like, you're making out with the gay guy. How could you be doing that? Ew, you know he's gay, right? Anyways, whatever. She didn't care. We kept making out, and I'm pretty sure.
And then I got her pregnant.
No, looking back, I'm like, that bitch was queer. Like, she's got to be bi or a lesbian.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I feel like we were each other's, like, I don't
like
even know.
Like goatee. Like not a full beard, but like just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the little Guy Fieri soul patch.
Yeah. So I guess that's my story.
Okay. So now it's pretty hard to rank which one is
sadder.
Yeah. Yeah. Fully. 100%.
No, but there's something cute looking back and being like, oh, yeah, she really could have been gay too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We both could have been hate crimed. Cool.
Oh, well, the hate crime is, well, whatever.
What?
The hate crime. It's whatever. That's a classic.
Yeah. That's a classic school. Well, that, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, sorry.
Does anyone have a good senior year New Year's Eve memory? This is like bleak.
I like don't have any New Year. I need to like go through my phone. I remember one time, who was it? Oh, Trevi Moran and Ricky Dillon threw a New Year's Eve party and they like rented a mansion. That was the year after this year.
Oh, work. So that was a major upgrade, maybe.
Yeah, but I feel like I can't really like go into details on camera.
Got it. Noted. Let's just get right into that next caller, because I definitely want to know and I definitely want to ask. I'm like, I think you can. Spill the tea and the champagne. Oh my God, this episode needs to be over.
Well, no, this episode caller is great.
Says a party.
Hi, Chris. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
My name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
I personally am not a person to believe in resolutions, but if I were, my New Year's revolution would definitely be to stop spending so much of my money on weed. And also get a dog. After watching you get a dog and seeing how much of a beautiful experience it is, it's really inspired me to go get one for my own. Rescue. Not only for my mental health, but also to find a good dog, a home like you have. Anyways, I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Bye. I am a good person. I'm just kidding. what was the... Oh, money on weed. Yeah, I don't even think I can open that Pandora's box right now.
No.
I have talked about so many different calls with my business managers. The weed on my statements definitely was like a 30-minute conversation. They're like, what's that? And I was like, that was a prop. They're like, what's that? I was like, that was medicine. What is that? Another prop. What's that? Research. I mean, I am like literally one weed purchase away from being audited, I feel. I'm just like waiting for the knock on the door. And I'm like, I'm not Chris. Welcome to Paris. Los Angeles. Like fully just putting on my wigs and just living a different life. Wow, that honestly doesn't sound too bad.
You should grow weed. You should try growing weed.
I could barely grow produce in a stand that waters itself.
Yeah.
I don't think weed is okay, in my repertoire. You know, I can barely speak a sentence into a microphone.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
You think resolution.
What?
It could be resolution.
To grow weed?
To get better at growing.
I'd rather just buy it. It's so much easier. It just really is so much.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
It is easier.
Like, and then what? A bug can eat the whole fucking plant? No. That happened to all my produce. Now I've just got a fucking dead water tower in my driveway. Our driveway. Yeah. I always refer to our house as my house, but it's like when you refer to it, you're like, come over to my house. I don't know why. This is like... This really, we could be hungover.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I might be from drinking the champagne 3 hours ago before setting up this fucking set.
Oh, did my crown fall?
Yeah, your crown has been falling.
Oh, my gosh.
Raise that crown, girl, and then raise your champagne glass. Cheers,
sister. Oh,
my
gosh. Cheers, bestie. Cheers.
What is? This is absolutely unhinged. Do we have more? Or is one more? This is the last one.
Next caller, you're on the air.
Chris, my name's Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Love your podcast.
Thank you.
I guess I'm calling to let you know.
Still figuring out why she's
I've been friends with this guy for probably 14-ish years. Kind of didn't like him at first. He really liked my best friend. But anyway, for every New Year's that I've known him for the last 14 years, I've gone out with him to a bar, let's say, or to a restaurant even, and we're friends, and we've never, like, gone any further, never talked about it. But every year, I'm like, I just wish he would kiss me at midnight. And he always looks at me, and he always says, I'm going to go get a drink. Like, come on, dude. 14 years. Anyway, love you, Chris. Bye.
Girl, I need more info. Love you, too, but...
Just...
I say grab his face and just stick your tongue down his throat.
Yeah, just do it. And then you'll just be like, oh, I was drunk. I don't...
Ask him first, maybe. Yes. Like, maybe ask him first. Yeah, good call. Like, that is definitely like a tail right out of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Ooh, dear.
Yeah, I would just like make a move. Clearly, he hasn't found his cojones, so take yours and just
what?
Guys, I really don't know what's happening this episode. I would like to just first and foremost apologize and secondly repent. I will grow and learn from this experience, but I don't know what is happening. I don't know. I woke up and felt weird this morning, just like woke. Oh, probably because I went to bed at like fucking 3 a.m.
That'll
do
it.
And then woke up at 8. Yep, this is all making sense. This episode was brought to you by Insomnia. Insomnia. Bitch, you're not sleeping. what was that? Oh, the lady who went to a bar. Yeah, just fucking kiss him. Ask him. Be like, well, we should have a New Year's. And then just.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, awful. I like didn't know what it looked like. And thank God. Not watching this episode back. Well, that's the end.
That's the end.
Wow. What?
Thanks for calling in.
What an absolutely unhinged segment. Now we're going to get into the rant. And I have a lot of feelings, as we've already seen, towards just like life at this point. Bitch is fucking tired. But we don't have the timer today. And quite honestly, I just think we need to throw that aspect of this out. We never use it and I go over it or just significantly under it. But yeah, I wanted to rant about, I had two things to rant about. Do you have anything to rant about?
I have like a little one, but like,
you started.
Maybe I'll piggyback off of yours. My little one was just, it's like sort of obscure. It's when people on the internet will like come into your DMs and be like, why are you still following this person? They did X, Y, and Z, and you know that, right? Like, why?
They assume that you're, like, aware of everything going on the internet.
That, but then there's also smaller scenarios where it's like, you don't know that person, and I do.
Ooh.
And they're not what you're saying they are.
No,
so
that
I'm
is...
gonna mind my own business.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok made by my friend Spencer. And he was talking about Brittany Broski's TikTok, where someone was like, oh no, your thinning hairline is concerning me. And she's like, why do you feel that that's okay to fucking say to somebody? You don't know me. And it's like, I think so often, because with social media, a lot of people, and I mean, the way it started out was just like sharing your life. And then because it's public, people were able to see your life and say, wow, that's so fun or interesting, or I want to like be a part of that. They feel that they know all of these aspects and the people that you hang out with and all of this. But it's like there is so much that is just not on the internet in everyone's life. Like a post on Instagram is like one literal minute of someone's day. You know, I don't know why I started talking about this. There was a point. The plane crashed, though.
Yeah.
What happened specifically? Who were you? Who were people getting mad that you followed?
Yeah. But
what if you just like said it and we bleeped it? Who were you following that someone was like?
Literally just.
What?
Yeah.
People are crazy.
I know.
That's. Oh, my God. Bleep that name. But that's wild.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't care.
And it's also like, bro, we're doing our best.
Yeah.
You think I'm like keeping daily tabs of my following list? I'm ready to pull the trigger and do that thing where I just unfollow everyone. Like, I'm really like just fucking so close to being there.
Except that for is us. A vibe.
No, I mean, and then you guys are like, please don't unfollow me. No, I just like, it is so annoying. Or I wish you could like TikTok, you can switch a setting. So you can't click on people's, like, so, like, people can't see who you're following.
I'm oh,
like,
yeah.
Bitch, give me that.
Side note, I wish Instagram had multiple close friend stories.
Like tiers?
Multiple, not tiers, just categories.
Like homies, ride or dies, forever and evers.
Yeah, or, like
oh,
I don't
joking.
Know. Sometimes I want to post a question and I'm, like, asking it to, like, all my creator friends. I'm, like, asking something about, like, a camera or, like, a... What do you do? And then sometimes it's like I want to post something and ask like my food friends. And then sometimes I like...
Well, why don't you just post them and then the non-food people just ignore it? Right?
Yeah, I guess maybe.
I get what you're saying.
No, I don't know. I'm definitely on the same wavelength of like, I wish there was like,
yeah,
I get this for sure. I'm just like more so like trying to solve your quandary.
These are very mild rants. Do you have anything?
No, mine's about to get even more stupid.
Okay.
100%. It's like strictly directed at Party City. Fuck that place.
Oh.
I have so much built up beef, like grade A motherfucking beef towards Party City. First, starting with the fucking Times Square backdrop behind me, okay? This thing says, so I went with my manager, Jake, and we went, I mean, like, to multiple Targets. I think multiple Party Cities. Cannot even remember. We were doing the holiday special and the New Year's special decorations all in the same day because, I mean, they're sold at the same time in stores, so why not? So we're in Party City. Target, we went to Targets first. They had no New Year's stuff. They're like, check the stationery aisle. And I was like, what? Like, literally, sir, I know that you have a Target badge and nameplate. I don't think that's correct at all. So we humored. Shocker. Nothing in stationery. So we were like, okay, we'll just go to Party City anyway. So I get to Party City, and I think I left a snail trail. I was so damp at how much New Year's stuff that Party City had. I was so stoked. We're in there. I see this fucking backdrop. I'm like, oh my God, couldn't be better. A 9x10 or whatever foot Times Square backdrop. And when you see that, you think, oh, that's all one piece. That's sick. It's a big blanket that I unfold and I fucking tape to a wall. Will there be creases? Sure. But you know what? It's one piece. I come in today, like 10 minutes later than I said I was going to come in. And I already was planning to come in an hour before that to do all of this because we sell it all of the holiday setup. So I open this and I'm like, all right, let's just throw this up on the wall. We got this. It is in, what, 6, 9?
12.
12 different pieces?
12 different pieces?
It was literally the biggest scam on this fucking planet. And then, of course, and that's another thing I've realized. Party City is just made of cheap shit. Like, as a kid, I don't know why I thought that that was, like, the end-all, be-all gates of heaven. Like, I live for Party City. And I, like, honestly, even during this rant, I'm, like, kind of conflicted because I'm like, but Party City, fuck that place. I mean, I got these little confetti cannons, so I tried popping one before this. Just a ball of shit came out. But not, like, I had to unravel all of these little strands. It was just, like, the tightly wound balls of fucking paper that just went, pfft.
Yeah, it was really sad. So, I mean, like, should we look at this. Do a demonstration?
Okay, well, this...
That actually looked like the most...
That was, like, the best one that ever happened. Like, that did not... A fucking course. Like,
Have another one?
No, I fucking popped them all open so I could hang them everywhere because they don't fucking shoot.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God. And then do we talk about this piece of shit? Yeah, that is correct. That was one of those things that you blow in to make noise. I mean, that could have been a long, extended queef.
Oh, go. You almost got one.
Andrew's, like, just for the record, like, purple in the face. No, Andrew, you're going to literally pass out. Please stop. Please. Andrew. Thank you so much for proving my point. Yeah, like, what the fuck? That's some 2020 shit. Come on. We're 2 years ahead. Let's... Get it together, Party City. So anyways, this thing is in like 12 different pieces confirmed. And yet, it just is so stupid. And then it's been like fucking folded in there probably since like 3 different New Year's. And so these creases are just like fucking stuck in there.
Well, it looks phenomenal.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you for lying just boldly to my face.
I feel like we're in Times Square.
Yeah, no, I do too. Like, I definitely just don't want to be here.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I get it, but I don't love it. And then overall, just the holidays. Like, New Year's is one of those holidays, like Halloween or, like, not even 4th of July, because, like, what even is that anymore? Okay, like, Halloween and New Year's are, like, those more party events, and you want to have it be, like, the best fucking holiday ever. And then I just feel like there's so much stress to make New Year's, like, so this or that. Or, like, that fucking caller who called and was like, every year he looks at me and I think it's like, you always build up these scenarios that are so much better in your head.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the fuck? It doesn't turn out like that movie New Year's Eve. It doesn't turn around and everybody's having a great time and every character from the movie is suddenly at the same party.
Fuck that.
Y'all, I was alone for New Year's last year, which was such an interesting experience. Oh, just wow. Fully home alone New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. You didn't go home for the holidays last year.
No.
I did offer that you could come in the car with me to spend it in Delaware.
Yeah, my moms were just a little too... My moms both work in, like, healthcare, and they were, like, super stressed, and, like, we weren't vaccinated. So it was... I stayed home last year for
no,
holidays.
But I meant to come to Delaware.
You
should totally come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
I was like, you could just totally come. My mom was a guest room.
But I honestly, it was, like, interesting. I mean... It was pretty forgettable.
On the plus side, I was going to say this year is going to seem lit.
Yeah, this year should be fun in Colorado. But
this year should be fun in Colorado.
No. I think it will be. It'll be nice to see my dad.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
But, oh my gosh, yeah, being alone on New Year's was just such an interesting experience.
In what way?
Because it was like, what
did you stay up till midnight?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I would have called that a night.
I think I was in the hot tub. I turned on the hot
tub. Work, bitch. And, yeah. You better work.
So I made like a big pot of vegan fettuccine Alfredo.
Wait, you had a lit New Year's?
Yeah.
I like think I ordered Domino's, and then Dory and I were just like literally chilling in my living room. Yeah. I think we tried to play beer pong, and then we were like, okay, this is boring. Yeah. Turns out a New Year's party of two is pretty sad.
I had that. I bought some champagne for myself. I bought a baguette for myself.
Oh my God. And
I was vibing. I was just like,
that is self-care, honey.
Yeah.
He entered 2021 with a plan. But yeah, I just feel like they're just so like, there's so much room for disappointment.
Always.
But that's why I like honestly love this like New Year's tradition I've done with my friends, because it always, no matter what, like we end up like laughing and being like really stupid.
Yeah, that's
but
cute.
It's just as like, ugh. Like, well, I remember I spent actually one New Year's in LA maybe like 3 years ago when Alexis and Stefan had a party. And I don't really remember it either until someone told me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I remember being there and then making out with like four people.
I don't have any memories. I just have a camera roll.
Pre-COVID times. So, like, oh, my God, my camera roll. Like, I wish so badly I had just, like, someone on payroll that I could just be like, can you organize this for me so I can, like, actually go back.
I'm like, Siri, show me photos from New Year's 3 years ago.
You could just type in December 30th.
Yeah.
Me literally holding on for dear life in this episode. Like, what is going on? Did we drink last night?
Yes, and currently, right now.
No, I know that. No, I'm definitely aware of that. I have been drinking today.
We had
like,
some
I
wine
had a
last
glass
night, right?
of wine.
Yeah, we didn't drink that much. No.
No, I like literally had a glass of wine, maybe two, the way I pour.
Yeah, no, it was.
Why
a
am
glass
I like
wine.
This? I'm like concerned that we should like not start over because like we just don't have the time for that. But like, the fuck, am I okay?
I think you're doing great.
This is the hangover episode.
Welcome, guys, to the hangover episode. People are 6 days into the new year, like at the gym. They're like, no, honey, not the vibe I'm on. Everyone's talking about the resolutions, and I'm like, kill them, not worth it. But speaking of resolutions, actually, we have come up with our own, not necessarily resolutions, but just like I was saying earlier, I feel like at the end of the year, it's a good way to reflect back and just be like, that was not a proud moment of yours, Chris. Wow. I also just realized I'm wearing like a 10-gallon hat on my head. But it's just a time to go back and be like, wow, that wasn't so hot. Or like, let's do more of that. So I told Andrew, I was like, we can just bang things off of our head of things that we want to improve in the next year. Personally, for me, I will start. Yes. I want to like get back to feeling like a better friend. I feel like I have been, it's not that cute because I feel like I've just been like the worst friend to people, but like I've talked about it a few times on this podcast, but like the pandemic, I'm the only one who has this outlook on life, but the pandemic fucked me up. Obviously we weren't seeing anybody, and then like even just communicating on cell phones with people,
I hated it.
Worst. It just reminded you that like nothing's going on, that like the world is at a standstill, if anything, like sad and declining. Like it just, so I got in this really bad habit of not talking to people, not even accepting FaceTimes, like just overall communication. And I feel like we moved a little further out of the city, and I feel like that in combination with the pandemic, I just feel super distant from a lot of people. And I feel like I've
just not like a been a good friend or as good of a friend to people as I'd want to. And then like when Virgil Abloh passed, everybody was like showing what a caring and supportive person he was to them. And it was just like everyone had just nothing but amazing things to say about the kind of person and friend he was in their life. And I'm like, shit, I need to get back on my bullshit of like,
in case you die.
No. I mean, yeah, I guess in case I die. But no, just like it was always a priority to like be there for people, to be supportive, to like be a cheerleader, to, you know, make regionals. No. Such a stupid joke. Holy shit. But no, I feel like, you know, I've been slacking a lot and trying to really, I mean, preserve any energy that I have, which clearly I haven't done a great fucking job because I'm 2 blinks away from being asleep. But yeah, I definitely in 2022 want to just prioritize the people around me more and really emphasize the importance of that because, oh God, I feel like a Miss America pageant contestant. Yeah, I just, what is happening to me?
No,
I just think it's, I don't know, something that I always cared about being is like someone that people can rely on and lean on and all that shit. So that's one of my goals for this year.
That definitely relates to mine, which is to text people back within 36 hours is a goal of mine.
I thought you were going to say 30 minutes. Mm. Oh my God.
I don't.
No,
I mean,
not laughing, making fun of you. I'm laughing because like we are just in this department, polar opposites.
I mean, like every message, like I'll text people back within like 30 minutes, but you know, then there's like other messages. There's like Instagram DMs, and then there's like an email from like a random person that like I don't really care that much about. And then there's like,
but
is that bad? I don't know.
No, I don't think that's bad at all. But like, I think you should just take that then and like, just if you don't care about the person, I'm not saying that you have to like wish death upon them, but I don't think you have to reply. Like that shouldn't be on your priority board.
Yeah.
You know?
Just got such a bad habit of reading something and then being like, I'll respond to that later.
Oh.
And then not responding to
it. Is Apple going to fucking do an unread text message thing? Like, you can do an email. That is, like, how I check emails. And even then, I don't really even check them. But, like, I am king of, like, opening shit and then forget to respond to it.
I wish you could, like, pin things to the lock screen. Like you get a text and it's like, pin this to my lock screen. So, like, every time I pick up my phone, I have this reminder right here in my
face. Even if you've opened the notification?
Until I respond, you know.
That sounds complicated.
Yeah. Anyways.
Tim Cook, figure it out. I know you're an avid listener of this podcast. Tim Cook on this. Yeah, right.
And then my other resolution, which also piggybacks off of yours, is just to have more plans. Make more plans. Host more game nights.
Like, yeah.
Get the people in the rooms.
You can have 100 people in a room and 99 of them will not believe in you, but there will be one who does. And that was Bradley Cooper. I get that, but I think that's something that we're all just kind of, I mean, no, some people have just been making plans for the last 2 years still, but like, yeah, I think that's like a normal thing. And it's also hard with the pandemic that like, that was a year and a half of like completely unlearning everything I've learned. And now it's going to take so much fucking longer to learn it all again, you know, like just that like habit of like inviting people over and I don't know. Another resolution for me is to, or not a res, another goal for this year is to like get better about sleep. As we can tell, this regime is not working.
Yeah. And sleep is so important every time I think about it.
In what ways?
Well, just like, I don't know. I feel like there's so much research
it's wildly important.
Yeah.
No, I was joking. Andrew's like, sleep is just important. I'm like, yeah, no shit. That's why I'm trying to get more of it.
No, but it's like literally like, it's a big part of our lives, like sleeping.
Like it's time consumption or just like importance?
No, time consumption and also...
This week it hasn't been a big sector of my life, sadly.
And how are you feeling?
Oh, no, we can all hear and see how I'm feeling. And it is looking for the eject button.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If anybody is looking to take over a podcast, I'm looking to rescind it. So is that rescind? Give it up?
Rescind.
Rescind.
Yeah.
Oh. Why the fuck are you nodding your head no, bitch? Oh, wait. Where did your... I liked your tiny hat what? On
oh,
your headphones.
We just switched.
You guys, I can't keep up with y'all. You guys keep me young, I swear. But no, sleep is just something. And there's just, like, I love watching TV in bed, but I only do it at the end of the day because, like, I just feel like trash if I do it in the middle of the day. And then I just end up staying up late, like, fucking watching shit. Mm. I don't
We're
get it.
We're so different. I hate watching TV in bed. Like, maybe if I'm sick and I'll, like, want to watch a movie, but I hate, like, my legs not being below me. It's like, if I'm going to be on my bed, I want to be laying down. And that, you know, I hate, like, sitting up in bed.
I don't understand any of that.
I know. It's like, we're so different.
We are so different, but that's what makes us so similar and the same.
Yeah.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other news or resolutions?
Like,
I also want to get better about, like, eating more plant-based again. I've had, like, a turbulent year of diet. I went into this year fully convinced I was lactose intolerant. I mean, that's been, like, the last few years. However, this year we had a little bit of a breakthrough where I'm gluten intolerant and I'm not sure about the lactose. Mm. No. Actually, that's so false. I know I'm lactose intolerant because my diarrhea is just Niagara Falls. But the gluten is, like, the pain. Like, gluten is, like, the pain plus the farts plus the, like, sludge shit, you know? That was really graphic, and I really apologize for painting that kind of a picture. But I just, like, gluten is in so many plant-based proteins, and so it just makes it difficult. But I really want to get back to, like, being better just with the whole gluten thing for me. I was like, ooh, dear.
Yeah.
It was a... A whirlwind. That's sure. Tricky. Is anybody enjoying this? I mean, this has, like, been the saddest episode I think we've ever recorded. It is, like, church mouse level silent in here.
How's everyone doing tonight? Everybody, get on your feet.
Come on, Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide. Do you have any other things that your goals for this year?
I mean, yeah, like, basic ones. Like, I need to, like, get more movement. Like exercise?
Oh.
Yeah. And just, like, get... Because I'm always in pain, and it's like, okay, you're going to the doctors, and the doctor's like, nothing's wrong, so is it just that
I love when you go to the doctor. Andrew goes to the doctor, and he's like, so-and-so is hurting, and the doctor's like, looks good by me, you're fine. And he goes, I just don't think that's the case. Like, I looked online, and I found this, this, and this, and I'm like, Andrew!
Okay.
No, that sounded like I was throwing you under the bus. Like, it literally just, like, makes me laugh.
Yeah, so, okay, I've been having, like, all this abdominal pain, all this, like... all these issues, and so I'm going in to get these tests, and everything is coming back negative, and I'm like, hello, doctor, I'm in pain, like, daily, like, Chris is so annoyed of me, like, complaining.
I'm not annoyed, no, I just, like, don't know what to do.
No, exactly, and like, but then, like, there's also times where it's like, okay, well, Andrew, you did spend 80% of the day sitting at your desk today, so maybe go outside, and maybe your body won't hurt.
But I also wonder if it's, like, just normal life. Like, sometimes your body just, like, has weird aches and pains sometimes.
So you think I'm just, like, a weak bitch?
I mean, listen, I did not say that. You did.
I guess I'm like, no. How is everyone else not complaining about their body constantly?
Because it's exhausting.
Okay, sorry.
No, I mean, I definitely, like, have... Like, body pains and shit, but I just...
Oh,
like,
I also kind of... Every now and then I'm like, okay, is this just, like, Accutane side effects? Like, did I really just, like, fuck everything up when I did Accutane?
I don't know much about this Accutane thing.
Neither. I only did it for 2 months.
No, like, I don't even really know
And then
what
I stopped,
is.
But... It's like
an acne?
It's like a shit ton of vitamin A, and yet has, like, a long list of side effects. And for some people it's great, and for me it was not great. I remember, like, immediately, like, at the gym, like, all my joints started hurting. And ever since, I feel like my body has just been in pain.
Oh, yeah. My God. Do I smell a lawsuit?
No.
No,
I signed a waiver that was, like...
But I didn't.
I allow everything. Just get rid of my acne.
Oh, my God. You have to sign a waiver?
Yeah, no. It's literally, like, intense shit. It's, like, this could really fuck you up. But it'll fix your acne, so, which it literally didn't because I didn't do the full course. I only did 2 months and I still get, like, pimples down here, which are so annoying.
Oh my God, I kind of want to pop it. That's like, that's,
you always want to pop things before they're ready to be popped. Okay. I also, okay, here's my thing. Like, isn't a pimple, is it not like a body's natural response? Like, shouldn't we like leave it alone and like let it?
Okay, mom, shut up.
No, because I feel like sometimes you my have mom a whitehead. Says, like, the,
oh my God, when I see whiteheads on people's face, I need to pop them.
But I feel like sometimes,
like, I get this innate urge to just go.
Sometimes I feel like the whitehead, it like dries up and then falls off in this neat little package, you know?
What? Is that what happens if I didn't pick them?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like mine just like completely falls off and it's like a little package. And then that's it. It's like,
what do you mean a little package? Like it's a fucking UPS thing you were waiting for.
Like
what?
Yeah, like you can either.
No, no. I'm just, what?
It's just like a little.
I'm sorry. I have seen Dr. Pimple Popper fucking take like a gallon of cream cheese out of someone's shoulder. And I've never seen a pimple fall off. What?
I mean, is that not relatable? Like sometimes
it does. It just fucking falls off.
Yeah, every now and then, like I'll get one that's dry, and then it's like I kind of touch it, and then it's like, oh, that's kind of like scraping off, and oh, then yeah,
what?
And then it just falls off. It's honestly beautiful. I'm like, come on, body's like natural like removal.
How long does that process take?
I don't know. Like,
wouldn't you just want it off your head?
No, because then I feel like it leaves a longer mark. Then I feel like it stays.
Well, yeah, bitch, look at my forehead.
And I feel like it, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But also, I'm constantly getting pimples, like, in the exact same spot. So, oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing. Sometimes I get them, like, right.
Oh my God, you below. Look like Cardi B or something.
Yeah, no, it like looks like fucking bite. Piercings. Like, the and snake. It's so embarrassing.
What, are those the snake bites?
I don't know, but yeah. Like right below my two like lip lines.
Well, come on, Amanda Bynes in like 2013.
I hate it. This one's
I'm thinking of the cheek ones.
Those are the dimple piercings.
I know. I don't know how people do like face piercings like that. We've just completely abandoned the New Year's resolutions. That's okay. I don't understand how people get like a piercing through here.
Oh, I know.
I could literally my earlobe singular. Was excruciating. Oh my God, excruciating. And then the fact that person who called in, boyfriend got a Prince Albert. Yeah. Fuck.
What's a Prince Albert?
Oh my God, it goes under the dick, through the urethra, and out the hole.
What?
So someone doesn't follow Unhinged Clips on TikTok. Got it. Yeah, no, it's horrifying. It is horrifying.
Mine didn't hurt that bad.
Justin, you're fired. Literally, go find a life. And, like, kick rocks, you gross bitch. That is, like, the medical shit I can't do. Like, when I think about, because then I think about, like, oh, my God, someone piercing my dick. And then I'm like, sometimes I, like, will be carrying something and it'll swing and hit, like, the tip of my dick. And I'm like, wow, that is a lot of nerve endings. I can't even imagine someone piercing that and then having to pee. Oh my God. I had gonorrhea once and like I thought it was a UTI and I stupidly tweeted I have a UTI and then everyone was like, guys can't get them. And I was like, huh, interesting. And then I went to the doctor and it was gonorrhea. That hurt so bad to piss. It felt like a stream of like blades going through your dick. I can't even imagine peeing with a piercing in there.
Oh my God. I have had, ever since I was a child and I knew it was a thing, I have had such a fear, almost like an expectation. Like, I feel like it's coming at some point in my life, but of kidney stones. Like,
oh, yeah, no. I just pushed that thought right to the back.
Oh, it's you never
don't
gone
manifest
away.
That. Don't bring that into this year. Oh my God. That is like truly.
Well, I just had an ultrasound on my abdominal and
did you hear the heartbeat?
No, I don't have gallstones or kidney stones, though. So
I don't have kidney stones or gallstones. It's just twins. Did you see the TikTok of this one woman who's getting an ultrasound? And the doctor goes, all right, so you're having twins. And the woman goes, no, I'm not. She like basically starts arguing. And the nurse is like, yeah, see, like, this is one sack and that's a baby and that's one. And she goes, no, I'm pretty sure that, like, that it starts as two sacks and then that's just one baby. Like, she's, like, gaslighting the doctor. It is so funny. And it's just, like, could not be. She's like, I don't think that's a clear read at all. And it, like, could not be a clear, like, ultrasound. I'm like, no, even I can tell you that that's twins and I, like, can barely read.
Oh yes, not to derail, but men can get UTIs, and that's why it's important that you urinate after sex.
Oh, okay. Period.
Fuck all of you who tweeted me back in 2016 that I couldn't get a UTI. How dare you, all four of you. Well, no, every time I, like, jerk it, I always try and piss just because I'm like, I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, I like, that's, always, that's I still always pee.
That's good practice.
Mostly because I just am like, I don't, yeah, okay, this is good. Sometimes I'm like, okay, you're doing all right, Chris. Not great, but all right. Is there anything else? Do you have any other goals? Bringing any it back
goals?
To. Do I have any goals? Do I have any drive?
Oh, I'd like to get stronger, like get some more muscle mass.
Ooh.
That would be nice.
Are you going to get built, get swole?
I would like to. I feel like I want to see, like, my genetics potential, you know?
What does that mean? Like I'm going to bite on that one.
Like, what? I don't know. Sometimes I'm, like, getting in the shower and it's like, okay.
Sometimes I'm like, was I meant to be a bodybuilder?
No, but sometimes it's like, okay, my shoulders are kind of broad. Like, let's, like, figure that out.
What aspect? Oh, like let's explore how big.
Yeah, like how broad. Let's see
how broad this bitch can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, we are just so different there. Do you want to get big?
I don't want to get big. I just kind of want to be like toned and like strong and like, I don't know. I feel like when I used to have a trainer, I remember like carrying my groceries and being like, I'm so strong. And now.
Yeah, now I'm like one grocery bag at a time.
I'm like,
oof.
Yeah.
Like winded going from the car to the front door. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I, like, want to accomplish in 2022. I want to go on tour for stand-up. It's going to happen. This is going to be the year. You listening, 2022? Jake?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He said, oh, yeah.
Or a podcast tour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, we can't even say that let's do a podcast tour after this first episode of 2022. This has been a fucking...
Yes.
No.
Let's take this show on the road.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. I want to do an unhinged college tour. That sounds like a fucking party. I want bitches to be doing shots with me. And that's all I want. I'm a simple dude. What do you want to do? What's like one big thing you want to do in 2022? I'm going to say it right now. 2022 is like kind of a mouthful. I'm not into it.
2022.
Like 2021 was like, 2020. What a ring. 2021.
2022.
My name's Chris and I also don't know how to count apparently. So this is going swimmingly.
2022 seems special though because it's like the only year in our lifetimes that will have that many letters of the same letter.
Well, those are numbers.
Those are numbers. Okay, so I'm gonna just...
Thank you so much for listening to Unhinged this week. We're not doing... I'm just kidding. Ooh, it's time for secrets.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Secrets. And this...
My God.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is the... Oh my God, he has a little New Year's hat that has fucking glitter on it.
Oh my God.
Which, oh my God, he honestly is looking dashing.
He looks like a little sheriff.
No, why would you put that on him?
Sorry, what does the hat say?
He looks like a little Rockette.
Oh, it's just like the star on the hat.
Anyways, I just made like a literal stuffed owl just do a stupid dance. Now it's time for the secret portion where, holy shit, there are so many. But you guys can click the link in the description to submit your own anonymous secrets. Make them juicy, but also make sure they're fucking real, okay? I will call you out if I don't think they're real. Granted, your name won't be on them, so I can't really call you out. But you'll know. And so will God.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you want to read some?
Sure.
I'm going to give you sort of the longer ones.
Okay.
Just for obvious reasons. All right, here you go. But these are New Year's themed of just like shady shit you've done, bad shit you've done, etc. at New Year's Eve. To start, this one's a doozy. I had gone through a bad, bad breakup, like restraining order involved. Cute. Okay. Wow. So a whole range of emotions going on. And I decided I was going to have a good night. The party was all our group of friends, most of whom are wifed up, and 8 men from Northeastern University. Very smart and hot. I love these parentheses. So, I was a hot commodity being the only single woman. I told them all point blank I'd love to go home with one of them, but needed to test drive first and spent all night being smooched and wined and dined by all 8 men. Went home alone and slept with my RA instead. The Bachelor could never. The Bachelor could never. Oh my God, like I would... This is a show I would watch on ABC. Oh my God, the whole season takes place in one night. Can you imagine? Wow. New Year's in college? That is like literally peak New Year's. That is like the best it can get. You got wined and dined by 8 people and then you didn't even have sex with any of them. You had sex with a 9th. That's iconic.
Icon.
Icon living. I can't even. I'm so sorry. I took a risk. Didn't fail. It didn't work. It did fail.
Should I read this one? All right.
Do it.
Last New Year's Eve, I was finally out of a relationship with my ex and talking to a new guy. I had sex with a new guy a week before I ended up having sex with my ex on New Year's Eve. A month later, I got pregnant and didn't want it to be with my ex because the reason we broke up was because he had a baby with another girl. And I didn't want to be the second baby mama. So I told the new guy I was talking to that it was his baby. And now we're married and have a beautiful baby boy together. Oh, and by the way, my ex is now in prison for something that came up in the past. So I guess I chose the right guy anyway to tell that it was his baby. Love you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm still trying to do the fucking family tree math here.
I think she also probably could do a little family tree DNA test math.
Wait, so is it the ex's baby? Yeah. I could. It is?
Ex's baby.
Did it say that?
No, we don't know.
Okay, it's undecided.
It might be.
I think she decided.
She decided. Honestly, if she's down for that, I think that is like the smartest thing until that kid does not look like the parent. But you've got years till then. Wow, that is, honestly, I thought I was tired before. I'm exhausted after that. Like, truly, I spent so much brain power trying to connect all those dots.
Does a 23andMe tell you who your birth parents are? No, right?
I think everybody would need to get the DNA test. Okay. This is how I imagine it works. I
Ancestry.com DNA test? Ancestry.com. Yeah.
But that's because it's taking other people's DNA, and if you have close matches and shit, it like assumes that you're related. Isn't that how it works? Like, maybe. If say the mom, the dad, and the baby took the DNA test, you would be able to see if his DNA had no part in the child's DNA based off of the mom's and the dad's.
No idea.
Of what I just said or of that concept? Or both?
Both.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat it again. You can just listen to this episode when it comes out. Next up. So on New Year's Eve a few years ago, my ex who is married spent the... Guys, what is all of this ex and married and... I can't do this math. So on New Year's a few years ago, my ex who was married spent the night with me instead of his wife and daughter. Jesus Christ. Oops. 9 months later, his wife had another child. He fucked us both within the same time frame. Years later, I'm still in love with him. P.S. I know I'm a horrible person. Aww. I mean, that's definitely more so on your ex who is in a committed relationship. Oh my God. I'm understanding this now. Wow, yeah, so he went from, like, one hole to another. Got it. Wow, that is not how I remember the movie Holes, but that is just how it's going to have to be. Woo! Your turn.
All righty. The day before a New Year's Eve party my friend was throwing, I overheard her and a couple of my other friends talking, saying that they didn't actually want me there and just invited me out of pity. So instead of going, I stayed home, smoked weed, and ate Domino's and Ben & Jerry's ice cream at midnight with my sister. Those girls ended up getting detained by police for underage drinking that night and got held overnight and fined. Sucks to suck for them, I guess.
Bitch! Wow, I was thinking before you read that how just truly, like, I don't mean this in a negative way. I just mean it as, like, a fact of, like, these are draining. You're just like, what?
They're heavy.
Oh my God, they're so heavy. That one was everything. I don't understand that whole, like, inviting people that you talk shit about. Like, I don't understand that. I mean, maybe in high school. No, even in high school, it's like, I don't want that person there. Firm. Not budging.
Yeah.
If you're talking shit about them, why would you invite them? Because then you're giving up an opportunity to talk more shit about them. You know, like, it just doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Wow. You dodged a huge bullet. Yeah, you dodged like you had so many bullets. Night. And honestly, smoking weed, Domino's, and Ben & Jerry's with your sibling, that sounds
delightful.
Fire. Like, hey, friend group, I actually can't make it this year. I'm smoking weed at home by myself with Domino's. All right. This one says, okay, So last year, I was stuck at college during winter break because my mom remarried and had a honeymoon with her new man. Fuck you guys, okay? I tried to move past that. And the little peanut gallery is just laughing with their little... I hope 2022 sucks for you guys. Okay, so last year I was stuck at college during winter break because my mom remarried and had a honeymoon with her new man. Don't know my real dad. Anyway, I went to a bar on New Year's Eve and ended up hooking up with my history professor, and we're still together while mom got divorced 6 months after her honeymoon. Wow. Like I said, draining. That is wild.
Hooked up with a teacher?
No, but, like, this is the info I need. So how old were you? Oh, last year I was stuck at college. So you're, like, 18 to 22.
Oh, wait. Actually, that's a little...
Oh, my God. Professor? Wait. History professor in college? That's, like, your current teacher. I don't know why
that's
I was
a little
thinking...
concerning. I was thinking, like, high school teacher.
I was exactly... That's exactly what I was thinking. Oh, my God. I'm so jealous of you. I just want that fucking teacher-student... Pornhub fantasy. Like, that's all I want. Like, brief talking and then just strict noises.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know why I keep sharing that. I, like, think one day it'll happen for me. But, like, I'm not going back to school anytime soon. That's, or ever. Life is school at this point. I'm learning so much from just reading your guys' little secrets.
Did you have any hot teachers?
Did I have any hot teachers? Oh, yeah, it wasn't my teacher, but yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of hot teachers. Like,
yeah.
High school more than college.
For sure.
College professors, like, at least where I went, were not it. Not it. They were just not it. They were like, not it. Not it. Just not it at all. Oh my God, they were all so old and like... decrepit and like just so up their asses. I don't know what it is about college teachers or professors. A lot of them I just found, or maybe it was just my school, they really care about their degree. It is crazy. It is crazy. Anyways, I don't know why I'm telling this story. We're so close to the end. Chris, just shut up and wrap it up. Your turn.
All right, here's another tale. Like, fuck you, Chris. One New Year's, I blacked out and apparently became the world's sexiest human. The guy still talks about the sex from this night because apparently it was everything anyone ever dreams without explicitly having sex with a porn star. It's embarrassing because I don't remember a single bit of this. Last time my brain was on, I was cheering everybody on Snapchat and chugging my tall boy laughing emoji. Go off, queen.
That sounds like a happy ending to this story. That's incredible.
That's ideal.
That is, like, literally, I was just about to say, like, the perfect New Year's Eve. That's, like, why I'm afraid of hooking up with people. I'm like, oh, my God, what if they tell everyone that I'm bad at sex? Being an adult is so fucking stupid. Like, being a human being. Like, squirrels, they don't think about any of this shit. They're like, yo, I'm gonna look for nuts and bust a nut. That is all they're trying to do. I am so jealous. They don't got bills. They don't have school.
No.
Even kids, they're like, all right, I had a kid. I don't know where it went. It'll fend for itself or not. I don't care. Like, oh my God, I just want to be a squirrel.
I don't want to be a squirrel.
Why? Oh my God.
I have to, like, live amongst us. Like, I want to be, like, out alone.
I'm already living amongst us.
And
I have
going?
To talk and drive and pay bills and take care of a dog.
Yeah.
And, like, drive.
Okay, but take care of a dog.
I love taking care of my dog, but what I'm saying is I have, like, legit responsibilities.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't need to explain my squirrel fantasy.
Oh, my God. You as a squirrel taking care of Booger.
Oh, my God. Booger is a squirrel. Booger is a squirrel.
Aww.
She would be one of those fat squirrels that you see that, like, runs into, like, a tree stump, and you're like, what? And you're like, oh.
Oh, my God, Boogie.
Oh, my God. I miss my dog. I need to get home. Speaking of, this is the last secret of the first episode of 2022.
2022.
Let's begin. What is happening? I was in my dad's hometown. The tradition is to go to church at 11. I was drunk as fuck, and the church organizer thought it'd be nice for me to help light the candle. Long story short, I was so drunk I ended up splitting a $200 candle in half that is supposed to be lit all year long. Oops.
Girl.
This is like the fucking exact scenario I picture when I walk into church for the one time a year on Christmas Eve. Wow. Yep. That.
Wow.
Is there security footage? If so, could you send?
I feel like security footage should be like publicly accessible to everyone.
I will back you up on that. Yeah. I will agree with you wholeheartedly on this. There is so many times.
Like the other day at Home Goods.
I was just about to say, is this when we were looking for each other's gifts for the roommates shopping for each other?
No. I think this is when we were just.
Oh, I was looking for ornaments?
Yeah, we were just like at Home Goods, like chilling.
Dope.
But when you started driving off and then I was like chasing you all around the parking lot.
Yes! Oh my God. Andrew will do this thing where he'll just like, anytime he needs to stretch or like kick his legs or anything, he'll just do it. Like, I'm so jealous because I'm just too like, what if someone sees us? What if someone knows it's us? Like, you just were doing high kicks through the parking lot. Care. And I was like, Andrew.
Oh my God. I was fully in like Nordstrom doing like calf stretches up against like one of the little mannequin stands.
That Are is you like okay? the second time I've done that on this fucking podcast where I go to laugh and then my ring hits my tooth and then I'm convinced my tooth is split in half. Okay, well, I'll find out after. But no, anyways. Yeah, that was one of them. And then so I got into the car and then drove off without Andrew. But then Andrew was sprinting after me. And this wasn't just like a cute 10 meters. This was like through the parking lot.
No, he like drove
past cars, past people, past different stores.
I also like had just gotten these new pair of running shoes. So I wasn't too mad. I was like, I'll chase Chris around. I'll break in these running shoes.
Yeah, security footage should be public domain.
Yeah, so that story is definitely better through video presentation and not.
Yeah, you had to be there.
Yeah.
What could be worse to say on a podcast than you had to be there? And sadly for you all, you were here. And now we're going to close out this episode. To me, that is what I thought was a seamless transition to closing this shit show out, but it wasn't. Thank you so much for joining us for this New Year's special. It was special. All right. That's definitely what people could say. If you want to, for some reason, never miss out on another episode, subscribe and be sure to rate this episode. You guys can actually sit rating this one out. Go rate the holiday special again. That one was a good one. Just
sorry that I didn't make a good podcast episode.
No. That's my fault. That was my statement to read. That was me on the teleprompter. That was my line. Oh my God, imagine we had a teleprompter. That'd be iconic. I hope everybody has a very wonderful, positive, and another adjective that my brain is not churning out that is also positive.
Innovative.
Innovative. 2022. There we go. Jesus Christ. I mean, honestly, at least we started this year on a low note for podcasts. It really can only go up.
Oh, that's incredible.
Right?
A great base.
Great foundation. I mean, I don't know if the foundation's great, but thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. 2021.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. It's over.
It's over and it's time for 2022. Scene. Yeah, that seems like an appropriate ending for this episode.